God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Maybe you've seen the old black and white Perry Mason courtroom dramas. It had a reboot in the 80s or 90s, and that's been a long time ago as well. But essentially, it is a mystery disguised as a courtroom drama, where you have a defendant, and you have a prosecutor and a defense attorney, and you find who done it, who was guilty. Oftentimes, you know, it's some horrible crime, and you're figuring out in the courtroom who actually committed the crime according to the evidence. That is not what you find in Micah. The one who is guilty is very clear. The one who is holy is most clear, and yet God is holding a courtroom drama. Verse 2 says, "Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel." Now, God is impossibly perfect, and his people were terribly wrong. They were following people like Omri, and more familiar would be Ahab. They were doing wickedly. God had an open, shut case. He calls the very earth before him as witnesses, or at least to hear, to witness this courtroom drama. And yet God is pleading with them. It has the idea, I think, of a tender appeal. Have you ever reasoned with someone who you really did not need to, you didn't have to reason with, because it was an open and shut case, it was obvious, and yet you were gentle with them. You had maybe some authority over them, at least as far as the case, but you were gentle with them nonetheless. That's the way God is. God was pleading with people who had done wrong in an open and shut way, and yet the word plead has the idea at its root to be right. God was right, and yet he was tender with them. What follows is God saying, literally, "Testify against me. What have I done that you begrudge? Was it when I brought you out of Egypt? Was it when I protected you from Balak, king of Moab? What was it that I've done that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord?" The bottom line is God has not done you wrong. And friend, if you could see the whole big picture, perhaps you'd know that, but we don't know the big picture. We can't see everything, and so we're compelled to trust that God's heart toward us is good. In short, we're wrong when we live as though God has done us wrong. Many an atheist is not convinced that he's not convinced. Now, are there some people that just totally believe that they don't believe, that in fact disbelieve in God? Yes, I that may be. However, it's amazing how many totally angry atheists there are. As if I would be angry at the man in the moon when I know he doesn't exist. I wouldn't be. I might be dismissive, but I wouldn't be angry. I've known people who claim to be atheists, and yet they're angry. And they're angry because they feel God has done them wrong, and that is often because someone who horribly represents God has been wrong themselves, and so they attribute that to God. Friend, only God is God, and no matter how he's been presented to you, God is righteous, God is holy, and God is merciful. God is good. In short, when I sin against him, it's a personal matter. When I look at things on my phone that I ought not, when I feel feelings of anger towards people that I ought not, when I stretch the truth as I ought not, those are things that God takes personally. God is as immense as the universe, and yet he cares about us. So I don't know what's happened in your life. I don't know. And you don't know what will happen in your life tomorrow. But we're wrong when we live as though God has done us wrong. God made you, God loves you, and God will not do you wrong.